You're paying for porn still, dude? Nah, let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you the secret the porn industry doesn't want you to know, right? So just close your eyes and just imagine, you know, a guy or, you know, a million, as many as you want, because this is the fucking power of your fucking imagination, bro. You can imagine whatever fucking erects you the fucking most, right? So if you're a furry, just imagine your persona. If you're into dudes, just imagine a dude with a big cock or a dude with a little cock, whatever the fuck you want. Just imagine your dream person inside your bait cave with you right now. And all you get to do, it's just like porn, all you get to do is just jerk off to them. You know, what's their face look like? How many eyes they got? You know, you could be one of those people into the Dungeons and Dragons sort of scene. You know, how many eyes do they got? Do they got one eye, two eyes? And you know, it's all in your brain, so no one's going to judge you. You know, are they blindfolded? They don't know that you're imagining them right now. What color are their eyes? You know, are they staring at you? Are they looking away? Do they got facial hair? Do they have any hair on their head? Just fucking imagine the most fucking erecting thing about them. Just imagine their hair, their face. Do they got a cock-sucking mouth? Do they have a nice fucking nose, nice facial structure? Do they have a thin neck, a thick neck? You know, how are they built? On the shoulders down? Are they really muscular? Or maybe they're really thin, you know? So then as you imagine on the way down their chest, do they have a nice big chest, nice beefy chest? They got tits? What they got? Just imagine that. Just as big as you want. It can be a small chest or a big chest. Fills up the whole room. Skyscraper chest. How fucking tall are they, bro? Can they even fit in your room? Or can you barely see them? Fuck. You just imagine their height. How tall are you compared to them? You know, just imagine if you're on the bed, are they taking up most of the bed, or are you? Because you're building your fucking dream boat right now, you know? How hairy are they? How smooth are they? Do they shave? Do they shower? They can be really stinky. They could stink up the whole room. Just imagine they lift up their arms. What do they smell like? Does it smell up the whole room, or is it just completely neutral? It doesn't affect the smell of the room at all. They can smell really good, maybe like flowers. Whatever your favorite candy is, you know. Because they're fucking built for you. It's your fucking imagination. You can smell however you want them to smell. My fucking dream guy that I'm imagining right now, he fucking smells like jasmine flowers, jasmine tea. You know, do they got hairy pits? How many arms do they got? They may have multiple arms so they could jerk you off. They may just have two arms so that way they could just hug you, caress you. Whatever you fucking want. Then down to the torso, you know, do they have a big belly? Are they nice and fuzzy there? Do they have a six pack? Are they nice and trim? Just imagine how their torso looks, their abdomen. You know, do they work out a lot? You know, this is your imaginary bait friend. It's your imaginary porn star right here. Just imagine them however you want, however you need them to be for your dick to get hard. You know, and how do their thighs look? What do their genitals look like? You have a really big dick. Maybe they don't have a dick. You know, they could have a nice asshole. Their genitals look however you want them to look. There's no need to judge yourself. You can just imagine it. You can just imagine their genitals however you want. Because it's your fucking fantasy. They're your fucking imaginary bait friend. You know, they're completely built for you to just get aroused to them. And coming down, you know, you can imagine their feet now. If you have a foot fetish, you can just imagine that they have the perfect feet. The feet that you've been looking for. Just give yourself that Prince Charming syndrome. You know, this is your fucking Cinderella. This is the fucking person you've been looking for your whole fucking life. And they're right there in your head. Just indulge yourself in the fantasy. Just let them fucking just take over. Just imagine them from head to toe, how fucking perfect they look. You know, just masturbate to this wet dream that you just formed in your fucking head. Your fucking daytime wet dream right now. You know, just obsess over this thing that you just fucking created. They're fucking naked. Fucking perfect. They look just how you want them to. And deep down, you want to admit it. You want to admit that they're way more addictive than porn. They're way more addictive than anything that exists in reality. You know, the time that it took you to create this fantasy person for yourself, all that time, that was instantly. Didn't even take a fucking second. You fucking knew what you fucking wanted and you created it in your mind. You know, how smart is this dream person? How dumb are they? What's their personality like? You fucking decide that shit. You don't have to commission an artist. You don't have to commission an animator or a director or porn stars or anything. It just fucking exists in your brain now. And that's fucking wild. That's how fucking masturbatory your fucking imagination is now. Just create all these fantasies that you know will never come true. But you just let them come true in your head. And that's what matters. Without an internet connection, without any power, this person will still exist in your mind. And you don't even have to tell me what your dream person is. You can keep that shit a secret. But I'll tell you mine. Mine is a fucking 7-foot-tall martial artist, bald as a fucking monk. Fucking smells like jasmine teas, built from head to toe. Fucking built from all these years of fucking training. This is my fucking original porn character just running through my head. Fucking wake up and my face is fucking in his hairy pits every morning. That's what I fucking imagine when I jerk off. You know, he's hung like a fucking horse. He's got a fucking 14-inch cock. Fucking hairy, the fucking hairiest shaft that you ever seen. Balls the size of grapefruits. Fucking nice supple nipples to suck on. Built from fucking head to toe from all these years of fucking training. You know, I have a lot of fucking Bara influence with him. He fucking has tree trunk legs. He fucking has fucking nice calloused hands from working in the fields all day. You know, he's fucking married, but he comes over and fucks me all the fucking time. You know, it's the fucking Bara influence I have. He'd fucking pick me up and just give me a fucking piggyback ride. And after that, he'd pick me up and fuck me. Like, I fucking know that he fucking doesn't exist. I don't expect him to exist. I know he's just my fantasy. I know he's just my imaginary, like, fuck buddy. All he wants me to do is fucking jerk off and have sex and look at porn. That's what every fucking imaginary fuck buddy that you all just created in your brains. A fucking army that you fucking just created of just pure imaginary sexual objects. And that's what I mean when I say fucking God penis. Fucking God penis creates fucking all these fantasies. And then you can fucking just let porn just create all these fantasies with your dream fuck buddy, with your dream porn object come to life. Just imagine where you would go, things you would do on a daily basis. Just imagine the type of clothes they would wear. You know, if they would wear any clothes at all, or would you fucking just let them walk around naked, just ready for your fucking sexual fantasies. Just imagine if no one could fucking see them except for you. Your fucking porn imaginary friend. That's what it is. Fucking adult imaginary friend. Just imagine that. You know, you just go in the bathroom stall and just play with them. You just imagine in your head that they're just with you all the fucking time. And then you go over by yourself and just play with them. Just play with this fucking imaginary friend. No need for a fucking phone. No need for nothing. You can just imagine them when you're at work, them just sucking you off. You can just imagine them doing whatever the fuck you want because they're not real. They're not real, and however you treat them is not going to drip into your reality. They're pure fucking fantasy, and that's what you fucking want, little masturbator. You just want that fantasy to exist for you once again. So just open your eyes and just see that fucking sexual beast in front of you right now. In 3, 2, 1, open your eyes. Yeah, they're just fucking right there. Just imagine them right there in your fucking mind's eye. Just imagine your fucking penis has the power to fucking create fucking porn life. That you've just created your first fucking adult imaginary friend. Such a fucking masturbator. You create an imaginary friend just to masturbate to. That's the fucking entire goal. No one can fucking take over your mind. No one can fucking take this away from you. No one can take this fantasy away from you. You can write it down. You can draw it out. You can try to express this fantasy to others. But it'll never be as good as the fantasy in your head. It'll never be as good as what you're imagining right now. The hands can't create something so intangible. You can't express how beautiful this creation you made is. How extremely sexual and erotic this imaginary friend you just created. All for free. Just running through your head, running through your life from now on. And as long as you want them. You know, once you're tired with this imaginary friend, you can just make them disappear. Just blink your eyes and they're gone. And that's the best part. You can just keep creating imaginary friends. Fucking pure sex. Pure eroticism. And just blink and they're gone. Just keep them around for as long as you need them. Because that's what they're for. For you to masturbate to.